WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the two. It's only two, Tim. Don't get ahead of yourself. Hour number two of the program for Wednesday. Doesn't take much. Doesn't take much for me to get confused. But want to let you know about something that's going to be happening this upcoming weekend. This is going to be happening on Sunday at the Fort Tabor, Fort Rodman Military Museum and Veterans Memorial on South Rodney French Boulevard in New Bedford. Chuck Keneally, U.S. Army tanker retired with 43 years of military service, will be the guest speaker. It's happening Sunday at 2 p.m. He is a member of Abrams Company 4th Battalion Burt's Knights, United States Army Brotherhood of Tankers. In the past 10 years, Abrams Company has refurbished 19 public monument tanks in five New England states, including three public monument tanks in New Bedford. He has also refurbished 23 tanks and armored vehicles for the Collins Foundation's American Heritage Museum in Hudson. This talk is part of the museum's historical lecture series, and admission and parking are both free. So again, 2 p.m. this Sunday, Chuck Keneally, U.S. Army tanker retired with 43 years of military service, and who has been working for the last 10 years to refurbish these New Bedford tanks and other tanks that are standing as memorials. And if you've never been to the Fort Rodman, Fort Tabor Military Museum, Fort Tabor, Fort Rodman, I got it backwards, sorry. But if you've never been to the Military Museum, I highly recommend spending some time to go. They don't charge anything. You can make a donation, and please do. But you can walk around and look at so much military history and so much of really New Bedford and South Coast history, because it's a lot of stuff from local soldiers. And really to get an understanding and an appreciation of the military and its role here in not only in the United States, but in New England in particular. That's a great place to go. And then also go to, if you have a chance at all, you know, this summer, Heritage Museum and Garden, formerly Heritage Plantation and Sandwich. They also have a military museum as part of their museums. They have different buildings around the grounds there. One is a car barn, a shaker barn that houses old antique cars. They have a carousel. They have the adventure park now, which is like a ropes course. But they also have a Currier and Ives museum of all these print things. I mean, assuming it hasn't changed since the last time I've been, I haven't been in a while. But they also have a military museum where you can see uniforms of various wars and Native American people. And they have these like reenacted scenes created with miniature models. It's very well done. So between that and the New Bedford Military Museum, the Fort Tabor Fort Rodman Military Museum, that will give you a great picture of the military here in New England. And it might be something to think about as we inch closer toward Memorial Day this year. In fact, I was talking with somebody in Gettysburg when I was in Gettysburg. I don't think it wasn't this past year, the year before when I went to the museum in Gettysburg. And when I was talking with them, this was one of the docents, one of the guides, the people there that talks to you. And it was actually the person that was running the cyclorama. So in the museum, they have a cyclorama where you can sit in Gettysburg and see the story of the battle unfold with the cyclorama. It's a 360-degree model, basically. And so it lights up different parts when it's talking about different things. And so I was chatting with the guy that runs it about, you know, my main question was, like, how many times have you sat through this presentation and do you know it by heart? And he said, as long as he's been doing it, he always picks up on different things, or then that inspires him to read about different parts of the battle and things like that. And we just got to talking about where I was from, and I was like, well, you know, New Bedford, Massachusetts. He's like, oh, great military museum there. So apparently, you know, he had been there. He knew about Heritage Garden and their museum. So we're lucky to have, you know, a level that people who work in the Gettysburg Museum are appreciative of what we have here. Anyway, 2 p.m. Sunday, that will be when that talk is happening at the Military Museum. Admission is free. Parking is free. Head on down and check it out. 508-996-0500. That is my number. Got a couple of app chat messages from people who said they're going to head to Rhode Island and get some Zeppelo, whatever. Zeppo is also my least favorite Marx brother, so there you go. Although he's still good. They're all good. But you can get them in Rehoboth. We have the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But if there's other places around here where you know that they have them, give me a call. Let me know, or send me an app chat message, because today is St. Joseph's Day, the Feast of St. Joseph, and that apparently is the traditional treat for people to have. I mean, I'm looking at these live reports on Channel 12 of people lined up at the Italian bakery, which apparently is like the place to go for them. But you can just see them. The case is packed and they keep just bringing out more, the more people are buying. This is crazy. This has been like the dominant news story on Channel 12 all morning. A donut. That's what people are waiting in line, camping out overnight for a donut. Although I've considered driving 2 hours to get a roast beef sandwich. So there's that. I'll drive a good distance to get a bar pizza. So there's that. And by the way, I wrote an impassioned plea last week. We need to get some of those North Shore beef style sandwiches down here on the South Coast. Restaurants, if you're listening, if you start offering that, if you roast it, they will come. But you got to do it right. You got to learn the way that they do it at some of these North Shore places. We got one place on the South Coast that does it, as far as I know, that does it North Shore style. And that's Pizza Boy in Wareham. Pandolfi's Mattapoisett Diner has done it from time to time, but they don't have it as a permanent menu item. We need it as a permanent thing. Now there's no oven at Gary's Best, but if I was to buy Gary's Best, I'd be doing roast beef sandwiches out of there too. I'd do hot dogs and roast beef sandwiches. I know people are going to say, but it's traditionally just a hot dog place. I know. But imagine being able to go get a North Shore beef three-way. Three-way is cheese on the bottom, mayonnaise on the top, and plenty of James River barbecue sauce. I'm telling you, man. Somebody out there is what people start burrito places. People start poke places. People start sushi spots. Like, these are all some of the restaurants that we've seen come out over the years, and they're all great. But I'm telling you, a roast beef place that does it North Shore. So I'm talking the piled high pound of meat on an onion roll, covered in that James River barbecue sauce. People are going to be coming on a daily basis to get those. You just have to, you know, you just have to do it exactly the way that people expect it, which is very thinly sliced, almost to the point where it's crumbling. Got to toast that bun. Mayonnaise on the top, cheese on the bottom. Tons of sauce. And of course, you know, there's other variations you can do as well. But I think that, I think you would make a killing. You could offer other things if you wanted to. But if you had those, and the other key, if you were open late, even just on the weekends, telling you, it's a million-dollar idea. Just name a sandwich after me. 508-996-0500. Also, just as a note, because we've been talking about it, the Boston Globe Spotlight Series, Snitch City, which Mayor Mitchell will be in here with Chris today at 11, and they will be discussing that, and I'm sure that will be, you know, a must-listen-to segment. It always is with the mayor, but I particularly want to hear, you know, the mayor get more in-depth about what he thinks about this reporting, because I think, you know, his statement that he put out, you could tell how he felt about it, but I think he's gonna get more into it today on the radio with Chris, or he might just choose to say, you know what, I'm not going to give it any oxygen at all. I don't know, but I, you know, knowing Mayor Mitchell, he's not one to shy away from the questions and the topics. So I'm sure they'll discuss it, and I'm sure he'll want to take your phone calls as well. But they released episode 3 yesterday. Episode 3 is entitled The Chief. And it's all about Chief Paul Oliveira. Now, if you don't want to listen to a podcast, some people are not podcast people. Some people get, thrown off by the fact that they've got to listen to it and they can't absorb it as much. Some people don't like the fact that they have actors recreating things. If that bothers you, if you go to the Boston Globe Spotlight page, and you don't need to be a subscriber to see the podcast page, you need to be a Globe subscriber to see the printed story. Which, by the way, I see a lot of people that have been commenting online like, well, wait till the rest of it comes out before we make any judgment. Wait, well, the written series is out. The 3-part written series is out, but people aren't reading that. They're just listening to the podcast. But you can read that 3-part series as well. You're going to have to get yourself a trial membership for $4, but you can read the 3 parts. But if you don't want to listen to a podcast, the podcast page has a transcript of what is in the podcast. And you can just read that instead. It won't be as dramatic as listening to it. But, you know, maybe you can also do both. You can listen to it as you read along. But this episode of the podcast, I believe, is a half an hour long. So it's a little bit shorter than the first 2 parts. And that dropped yesterday. There's still 2 more parts of the audio podcast that are set to come out. Now, a caller brought up an interesting point, I believe with Chris. It was either Chris or Barry, where they said, you know, why do you think they were releasing part 1 and part 2 so quickly? And then there was such a delay between part 2 and 3. And the caller speculation was because lawyers got involved. And while I think that that's a possibility, I think they were also waiting for the demand to build up for it too. They were waiting to see how much coverage it got from other media outlets. They were waiting to see how much people were talking about it online. They were waiting to see people commenting about it. I can't wait for part three to drop, because the more word that is spread, the more people you're going to get listening right away. So there might have been a little bit of, you know, legal checking before they put it out, but I would think that they've probably done that beforehand. I don't know. Maybe they tried to get me, you know, maybe the police department of the city, or maybe Chief Oliveira himself tried to get an injunction against it. If they did, I haven't heard anything about it. Mayor Mitchell can let us know more about that later, if he knows anything about why there might have been a delay in that release. But part three is out there now for you to listen to. You don't have to be a subscriber to hear the podcast. You do have to be a subscriber to read the print version. And I mentioned this with Council President Burgo before, but I've seen people commenting online, you know, why hasn't WBSM written about this? Why don't they have an article about this? Because it's somebody else's exclusive reporting. We're not going to write an article about somebody else's reporting. Well, for one thing, it's not our job to promote something that they're charging you money to read. And also, secondly, they put the work into it. They're the ones that did this entire investigation. For us to just write an article about their investigation would just be cheap page views that we're stealing away from them. And I wouldn't want somebody to do that to us. I wouldn't want somebody else to write an article about what was said in a WBSM podcast. I want people to go listen to the WBSM podcast. Because not only does it not financially benefit us to have them do it, you know, come to our site, see our ads, visit our sponsors. It's just, it's lazy to just report on somebody else's reporting. And also, Spotlight Team has not responded to my emails to come on the program and talk about it. They want to come on? That's worth an article, what they have to say, but they, not even the courtesy of an email back saying, no thanks. And just ignoring it. That's two that I sent, including, so I sent three. Two to the editor and one to the PR person that put out a press release about the series coming out. That person got back to me and said, you know, they weren't interested at that time. And then two other direct emails have gone unanswered. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. And now it is time to go to the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day from Mike Roberts.
Job cuts at the Pentagon. An execution scheduled for this morning in Arizona, and no winner in the latest Powerball jackpot.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Two NASA astronauts are back on Earth after a 9-month stay on the International Space Station. NASA spokesperson Steve Stitch says there's no specific timeline when Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore will be reunited with their families.
I know they're going to fly back here tonight. They'll probably spend some time rehabilitating a little bit, and the docs watching them, and then they'll rejoin their families in the next, you know, day or so.
Williams and Wilmore had to stay longer than expected aboard the ISS after issues with their Boeing Starliner spacecraft. They returned home in a SpaceX capsule yesterday, splashing down in the ocean off the coast of Florida. Arizona is set to execute a convicted murderer this morning. 53-year-old Aaron Gunches is scheduled to die by lethal injection at the Arizona State Prison Complex. It would be the state's first execution in 2 years. Gunches was convicted in 2002 for the murder of his then-girlfriend's ex-husband. The Pentagon is preparing to eliminate between 50 and 60,000 civilian jobs over the next few months. A senior defense official said the job cuts will hopefully happen via voluntary resignations and not by replacing workers who leave. The Pentagon also is going to begin firing probationary employees. The plan is part of the Trump administration's efforts to gut the federal workforce. Powerball jackpot soaring after there was no grand prize winner on Monday. Tammy Trujillo has the latest.
The next drawing is set for Wednesday and will now be worth at least $416 million. The cash option on that, in case you're wondering, works out to just over $194 million. Two tickets, one sold in Colorado and the other in Pennsylvania, are good for $1 million each.
Amazon Echo will soon be sharing information with Amazon servers, and users can't opt out of it. The Do Not Send voice recordings feature will come to an end on March 28th. Company spokesperson said that they are expanding Alexa's capabilities with the generative AI features that rely on the processing power of the secure cloud. The biological mother of the Connecticut House of Horrors victim, held captive by his stepmother, is speaking out. Sarah Lee Kistler has the details.
She spoke exclusively and anonymously with NBC4 Connecticut, saying bluntly,
she could rot in hell.
The 56-year-old stepmother, Kimberly Sullivan, is charged with kidnapping, assault, and unlawful imprisonment. The 32-year-old man told police he set fire to her Waterbury house last month to get their attention. He was 5'9 and weighed just 68 pounds. After his stepmom allegedly held him captive in a locked room for 20 years.
She needs to actually spend the rest of her life in solitary confinement, in fed 2 cups of water a day.
Kimberly Sullivan is pleading not guilty. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
The Radio City Rockettes are celebrating 100 years. The iconic Precision Dance Company was founded in St. Louis in 1925 and are the longest-running dance company of its kind in the U.S. To celebrate this milestone anniversary, they are expanding their dancer development program, starting with the 2025 Rockettes Open Call auditions at Radio City Music Hall on April 22nd.
WBSM Sports.
The Bruins travel to Vegas, taking on the Golden Knights tomorrow at 10, and the Celtics play the Jazz on Friday at 9:30.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Plenty of sunshine. That's going to help the cause here, not just this morning, but into the afternoon as well. Temperatures in the mid and upper 50s this afternoon. A light breeze, but that's all she wrote. A few more clouds move in late in the afternoon and early in the evening, but that is the biggest hurdle to our day, and I don't think that's much of a hurdle at all. Great news if you want to get out and maybe celebrate St. Joseph's Day. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
Say, this coming Saturday, There's an event happening at the Vault in downtown New Bedford. It's an event called DHS Fest 2025, and it will raise money for the upcoming Dartmouth High School after prom party. So they put on this party after the prom so the kids have a safe place to go after the prom, keep the night going without, you know, going out and getting into trouble and all that kind of stuff. So they want to have a nice safe place for them. And so they are going to host this party, but it costs about $35,000 to throw this party on. And that money is raised through donations and fundraising efforts. And the school department does not give them any money for this. So as part of the fundraising for it, they are holding this event at the Vault on Saturday night. They're going to have five bands performing, all made up of either current or former Dartmouth High School students. So if you are interested in getting tickets to that, you can go to vaultnb.com. Or if you want to make a direct donation to the after prom party, you can do that as well. All of the information, I just put it up on the WBSM Facebook. Well, it's going to be up on the WBSM Facebook page later on this morning. So at about 11:30, it'll hit the WBSM Facebook page. But it's on our website under Town Square Sunday. If you just click on the top bar there, one of the options there is Town Square Sunday. Click on that and scroll back to about January, and you'll see the story about the Dartmouth after prom party. And all the information is there about how to get tickets, how to make a donation, but really, go out, have some fun, see five bands perform at the Vault on Saturday night, and all that money will go to help put on a successful after-prom party for Dartmouth High School students. 508-996-0500. Here we go. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
How are you today?
Good. How you doing?
Good. It was chilly this morning. Very kind of cold.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to warm up, but it definitely started off cold.
Yeah, well, I get no real, you know, but I was listening and I heard, I believe one of the songs you had playing. I mean, I'm pretty sure that was Tom Petty, wasn't it?
Yes, Learning to Fly. Yep, Tom Petty.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I always liked the sound of his sound and his voice and everything. Another one gone. Oh, what? What happened to him? Was it drugs? I'm going to say drugs. Come on.
I don't think so. I forget what he passed away from.
And you don't think drugs had anything to do with none of that?
I'm not sure what Tom Petty's past was, but I mean, I know he was a heavy pot smoker, but I don't know if he was into anything beyond that.
I mean, wow! Ever since he first came out, I liked all his music. The sound of his song.
Apparently, he was a heroin addict.
And his voice too. You know the way he sang. All the ones I liked, all the greats. All I don't know, Deal with Drugs and all. Amy Winehouse.
Mm-hmm.
She had a voice unbelievable. And look, I mean, you're going to tell me no drugs or alcohol involved with that at all? Come on. Why did they do these things? Why?
Well, I must have been living under a rock when it comes to Tom Petty, because I did not realize he was a heroin addict.
Well, I'm not sure. But you know how it is with the band? Of course, with the weed. I'm not going to say weed's going to kill you, but that leads to other stuff. I mean, we'll never know for sure. And now look what they're trying to come up with, talking about Gene Hackman, what they found down in the cellar and like a tunnel and all kinds of different things they found. Now, I don't think we'll ever really know the truth, because, of course, the conspiracies are going to come out. This thing, like, what the hell was going down in his cellar? I wish I could know the real truth. I would like to know the truth. I don't even know if I can believe what they're going to be putting out now with John F. Kennedy. We ever going to know? Come on. I mean, it's interesting reading. I love the documentaries and all that stuff. But with the bands, I don't know. It's the music, because in my day, I mean, I'm not 100 years old when I say my day. I mean, Tom Petty, come on. All those bands and so many of them involved with drugs and things going on behind stage. I mean, I don't know. Look what happened to Axl Rose. I mean, he blew up and all. What happened to him? He was too young to be looking that bad off at his age. He's not that old. But then I seen him one day, some video they had out, and I said, is that really him?
Well, he hasn't confirmed it, but I think he had a lot of plastic surgery.
Yeah, but that didn't blow up his body the way he turned into a mess.
He thinned himself out. I mean, he a lot of people battle weight issues.
Okay. By the way,
that Gene Hackman tunnel thing, there's been no proof that that's actually true. That's just online rumors.
Well, how can they put all that stuff out there? I see videos and everything.
Because you see a bunch of videos from people that share conspiracy theories that don't have any basis to them. Just because there's a video doesn't mean it's true, Mary.
Well, and look at Madonna. What did she do to her face? Are you kidding me? Why didn't she just leave herself alone and age gracefully?
It's her face. She can do what she wants with it.
I didn't say that she couldn't do what she wanted. I'm saying, like, what for is what I'm saying. Age the way you're supposed to age. Do a little bit of hair. Yeah, you want to comb your hair a little bit? Okay. You want to change your whole face? It's just horrible. Does she think she looks good? Do you think she looks good? Because I don't. She didn't better herself doing that crap.
Well, it's how she wants to look.
Some women are stupid.
Some people want to do it. It's not for me. I wouldn't do it, but.
Well, they end up with fish lips. That's what I call it. I'm sure there's another name. Fish lips for what reason?
No, that's because people inject their lips. Gorgeous. They get lip filler injections.
I know.
I don't know why somebody would do something like that either.
Well, that's right. That's all I wanted was an agreement. They look horrible. There's no reason for it. There's people that are aging beautifully. Look at Bridget Bardot. To me, yeah. She has wrinkles. Her age is there. She's still very beautiful, and she didn't mess herself up. It's ridiculous.
I had the opportunity. Well, it was brought up to me that I could have plastic surgery to fix, my issue with my face. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but I'm missing a muscle on one side of my mouth, so it makes my mouth crooked.
But you look fine.
Suggested to me, we could fix that. And I was like, yeah, it's fine. It's whatever. It doesn't bother me.
If it doesn't bother you, it shouldn't bother anybody else. I mean, I wouldn't change a damn thing about myself. If people don't want to accept you the way they are, you don't need them in your life at all. I mean, I'm not talking about if you want to dye the hair a little bit. Women do that. I've done it when I was younger. Many, many years. And I think I only did it once or twice to do it, go with the fashion, the way things were going back then. But no, come on. You got to be who you are. If your friends make fun of you, they say something to me, don't look at me. Just walk past me and that's it. My life, and I'm going to be comfortable the way I am. You don't need to change anything, Mr. Weisberg, nothing at all.
I'm still working on losing a little bit more weight, and
I understand that. Me too.
If there was something about myself that I could change, no doctor can help me with it. I'd want to be taller. So there's no surgeon I can go see that's going to make that happen. So
me too. Well, you could always wear the shoes. They got shoes.
Now, I'll tell you somebody who has had plastic surgery but still looks amazing for 94 years old. Have you seen Mamie Van Doren?
Oh, not for a long time, but yeah, she was beautiful though.
She's on Facebook. She's hilarious on Facebook. Like, she's worth a follow, but she looks amazing. And, she's out there 94 years old dressing like a 24-year-old, but
unbelievable.
Living her best life.
Now, the other day I heard something, and I was in the other room, but you played some music, and I think I came out of the room, and I heard it sounded like you said pig in a poke something.
Pig in
a band that was singing a song, pig something, a name of the band.
I don't think so.
Pig in a poke or pig something, but it was a guy singing, and it was the worst voice, worst music I ever heard. It was terrible. Who the heck was it? You said something about pigs. That isn't there a name of a band with the word pig in it or something?
Not that I can think of.
Pig in a poke. Maybe that was the name of the song. Pig in a poke. I don't know. But he had a horrible voice. I wouldn't want to hear it again.
Well, now you're making me think I got to play Three Little Pigs by Green Jelly. Green Jello actually is their real name, but they had to change it. Mary, that was an accidental. I went to put another call on hold and I hung up on you. I'm sorry. You can call back. That was my fault. Let me take a quick break. We got another caller on hold. Let me take this break and we'll get to you when we come back. Mary, please call back. Totally my fault. I'm sorry. We'll be right back. All right, let's go. Let's finish up with Mary before we go to the other call. Sorry about that, Mary. I did not mean to hang up on you.
No, that's okay. I didn't mean to call back. But before the call was done, I did want to ask you if you could just play a little bit more of a Tom Petty music. I'm trying to think of a song. Live Like a Refugee or something?
Yeah, Refugee's a good one. I love You Wreck Me. That's a great one. Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Just a little bit more if you could do that, and I'll hang up.
All right, and you have a good day.
All right, thank you.
And let's take it this call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Hey, from what I understand, there are surgeries to make you taller now. Not that I don't know anybody who would really want to do it. It can't be fun, and it has to be pretty painful. But they do stretch people's legs now. And again, I don't know who would really want to go through all that.
That sounds rough to me.
I had a broken cheekbone years ago. So inside of my face has a slight indentation on it. So I went to go see a doctor about it. And he said to me, the best way to do this is that we can pull your lip up, make an incision, and separate your gum from your facial muscles and go underneath there and chisel the bone free. Or we can come in through the eye. And so I said to him, let me get back to you on that one. And that was the last time we talked. It wasn't going to be worth the aggravation, I can assure you that.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've had different doctors tell me different ways they could fix my lip. One was like, well, you know, we can try to get a muscle off a cadaver and put that on your face. And, you know, that doesn't sound terrible. But then the other option was, we can just go and cut the other muscle on the other side. I'm like, yeah, no thanks.
If you can't fix it, oh man, that's bad. Well, that's horrible. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, you know, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you on that.
Hey, but, I mean, listen, doctors saved my life. They saved me from cancer, and so I mean, this weight loss drug has changed my life. But my face is my face. That's fine the way it is.
Yeah. Hey, have a good day. Take care, man.
You as well. And that's why, you know, if you watch videos of me, like I've been putting up some videos, some reels on social media to help with the conversation here on the air and promote what we're talking about. If you look at it, my face is crooked. And if you my mouth is crooked, rather. And if you ever see me on some of my TV appearances on the paranormal shows, same thing. It's because I'm missing the muscle on the right side of my face that holds the lip down when you talk. So my lip on that, my bottom lip on that side stays up. And I don't smile in photos. Like I might grin, but I don't like open my mouth and show my teeth. I never have because that makes it even more prominent. But I took a photo one time and posted it on, it was actually one of my very first Instagram photos. I was leaving here on a Saturday morning after my old Saturday morning show, and SpongeBob was out in front of some business. And so I stopped and took a picture with SpongeBob, I think it was SpongeBob, and put it up on Instagram. And somebody messaged me and said, I'm so proud of you and being able to overcome it with and talking on the radio. And I said, well, overcome what? What are you talking about? And this person just made the assumption that I have Bell's palsy based on my photo. And I've had other people that have looked at me and said, oh, I didn't realize you were a stroke survivor. Why do you say that? Well, because it looks like one side of your face is paralyzed. No, works fine. Just missing a little muscle on the lip. Been that way since I was born. You think that's weird? Let me show you the scar from where my extra thumb was. I had an extra thumb on my left hand that they cut off. And I have one eye that's half blue, half brown, like David Bowie. Kids, don't smoke. And especially don't smoke if you're pregnant. I tease my mom all the time that that's why I turned out the way I did. Like, if you didn't smoke when you were pregnant, her response is usually, I had four more kids after you while I smoked, and none of them came out weirdos. So I guess she's right. Luck of the draw for me. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. Turn.